All divisions are at base expressions of the so-called, and because this is class, and class is class is class, all the divisions of class are at base expressions of the so-called citizen-barbarian division. Thanks a lot, Plato. But of course, it was there before him. He gives thanks to Egypt. It's a one of those real insidious gifts. The so-called knowledge of rule, of how to trash your brothers and sisters. Those who've learned how to suppress us, they pass it on and keep us divided. And it works for them, not for us. And it does not serve progress, civilization. Once we start those conversations, we'll see. It does not serve us. Civilization. I mean, whatever that is. As if our freely living our gifts is not going to result in the most mind-blowing explosion of creativity. We can't even imagine now. So all divisions of class are at base expressions of the so-called citizen-barbarian division, which is the intellectual manual divide. And if you listen to your body and not the state, you'll find yourself, because you have to turn your back on the state to hear your body. And if you hear your body, you can't help but turn your back on the state. It feels too good. So if you listen to your body and not the state, you'll find yourself reviled and defamed and made the subject of its targeting. Yeah. Yeah. That's why we got to start helping each other. Helping each other. You know? We're not here to do this standing up to power thing alone. We're here for ourselves to get free and all the subsequent generations. And the earth, our plant and animal brothers and sisters. That's a conversation for once we're free, right? What that means. But we're not about controlling our brothers and sisters. We're going to have one of those things is coercion. We are going to have a serious conversation about the issue of force, because we've been trained that way. All of us, every single one of us has that worm in our hearts. We're going to have to consciously exercise it. Exorcise it. So we're going to be targeted by the state if we embrace each other and the earth as the source of all knowledge. Because the state wants to supplant it, the earth, in our minds. And it skews what it calls education to suppress the authentic knowledge the earth provides.